Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, the session is behind us, the legislative session, and people are looking at what this session means for the sort of political character of Maryland, and also this year, what the legacy of Martin O'Malley is as he goes to the next step.
Yeah, as election year sessions go, this one, I think, was pretty productive. You think during an election year, they shy away from controversial things. Not so much this time around. You know, certainly you saw the big thing going in was increasing the minimum wage. And although that didn't come out in quite the shape Governor O'Malley wanted to going in, you know, he did get that that win. Despite opposition from the business community, decriminalization of marijuana, something that was not assured going into the session was going to happen, did happen.
And of course, it's the art of the possible. And so you don't see people talking about the kind of minimum wage increases that would have a really meaningful effect on people who are in poverty and working.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how the Heather Mazur campaign does, because she's certainly an exception to that rule. She's proposed an even more aggressive minimum wage increase than the one we saw.
Well, she needs attention. So that's what's happening there, I think. But what about O'Malley?
Yeah. So he came into office after the Ehrlich era, promising to get along better with the legislature. And I would say he certainly has done that. If you look at the course of his 8 years, he has accomplished a tremendous amount through the legislature. And what's interesting about it is it's not always, you know, we think of the Maryland governor as being this very powerful figure, the one who, you know, drives the train, sets the agenda, rounds up the votes, gets things done in, you know, the Marvin Mandel mold, perhaps, or to some extent Schaefer or Glendening. And O'Malley has sometimes done that. But other times he has, you know, recognized when the train is going by and gotten on it. And I think that's certainly the case, for example, with marijuana decriminalization. Here's a guy.
Well, he's been willing to talk to them about the things that they want. For example, gambling.
Yes, right. He was not wild about gambling. He got on board with that and was certainly not wild about expanding gambling. But he got on board with that, too. And perhaps got a windmill out of the bargain.
Well, there was something he cared about, as we know, by at this point, and that was the death penalty.
Yes, he did. But in the end, when it finally did pass, he had not been leading that charge. It was NAACP President Ben Jealous who brought that back to the agenda. And certainly Governor O'Malley added his heft behind the issue. But yeah, he got that. He was not out front on gay marriage either. He was a little behind the legislature, but when it push came to shove, he worked very hard and got that done as well.
What do you make of that, actually, in terms of his sort of leadership style?
Some people will deride it as leading from behind. Other people will look at it as somebody who finds where the consensus is, finds where the passion is, and throws his shoulder where it can make some difference.
Well, it's sort of hard to make the case that he hasn't been the governor in these last four years, really. I mean, and some people would like to do that. I mean, just sort of carping at him.
Right. There's certainly been a lot of grumbling about the extent to which he's off running for president or spending all of his time on the cable news shows. And there have been times, you know, in particular during the budget debacle of a couple of years ago, when I think there's some validity to that criticism. But on the whole, over the course of 8 years, you're going to be hard-pressed to find governors who have gotten more stuff done through the legislature than he has.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.